This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive blaze that killed dozens of people in a Bangladesh factory and forced workers to leap for their lives from upper floors is causing outrage Friday over the country's troubling industrial safety record. 52 are dead and about 30 other people injured as hundreds of distraught and angry relatives clashed with police on a highway outside the food factory, even as the building continued to burn. The inferno is the latest mark against Bangladesh's safety record, which has been marred by a series of disasters in factories and apartment buildings. The country pledged reforms after a 2013 disaster when a 9-story complex collapsed, killing more than 1,000 people. Critics say poor safety standards have been exposed again by the new disaster at the factory in an industrial town. The local fire chief says highly flammable chemicals and plastics had been stockpiled inside and enabled the fire to quickly take over the building. The blaze started on Thursday afternoon and was still not controlled 24 hours later. The Vatican said Friday Pope Francis is walking and working and no longer running a fever as he recovers from colon surgery, but he is not well enough to return to the Vatican in time for his Sunday noon blessing there. It's an indication the Pope's recovery could take longer than the 7 days initially anticipated. The prayer will instead be led from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital treating the pontiff instead of St. Peter's Square. It will be the first time since his election in 2013 that Francis will not read the prayer from the Vatican, except for when he was away on trips. A spokesman also said the Pope, who had part of his colon removed last Sunday, spent a quiet day with, quote, normal clinical progress, was eating regularly and continuing his scheduled treatment. This is VOA News.